This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Might have seen the other day that the Biden administration's tweaking the rules on the latest round of the Paycheck Protection Program. Starting tomorrow and for the next 2 weeks, only companies with less than 20 employees are going to be allowed to apply. One of the other rules that's different this time around is that companies can only apply if their revenue has dropped 25% over the past year. And the thing is, that could cut out some businesses that could really use the support, as Marketplace's Justin Ho explains.
When Danielle Vogel founded Glenn's Garden Market, a grocery store in Washington, D.C., she designed her business as a three-legged stool. First, she'd sell food, grocery staples, local foods. Second, she'd run a craft beer bar. And third, she'd have a prepared food section with brunch items, sandwiches, and pizza.
And that three-part concept was absolutely integral to the financial picture.
That's because she could sell the beer and prepared food at more of a markup than she could the groceries. But when the pandemic started, her deli sales fell by half, and she had to shut down her craft beer bar.
So when the COVID regulations started to shut down substantial lines of business, it created a math problem for us that became nearly insurmountable.
Even though people were spending more on groceries, toilet paper, dry yeast, packaged foods, and the average ticket price at checkout rose 83%,
that doesn't seem like we're doing that badly until you understand the nuance of the fact that the sales that we lost were the sales that paid our bills.
In other words, she wasn't selling the beers and prepared food that allowed her to cover most of her costs.
We're paying our staff a minimum of $17 an hour. We're providing subsidized healthcare. We're providing free daily meals to everyone that works at Glenn's. You know, and we made a number of investments in our team to keep everyone safe and well.
Overall, the store's revenue fell by just 8% last year, which means it doesn't qualify for this round of the Paycheck Protection Program. Around November, Vogel started having conversations about whether Glenn's Garden Market could survive through January with her accountant, Matt Hetrick.
You know, looking at your burn rate, we need to be thinking about what that means. So we had conversations where it was, you know, along the lines of like, we're done.
Quite a few small businesses have found themselves in this predicament, says Dominic Miartan, CEO of Optus Bank in South Carolina.
You know, you lose even 10% of revenues and you cannot downsize your fixed costs. That could be devastating.
Miartan says the revenue requirement for this round of PPP loans could explain why fewer businesses have been applying.
We had several customers that reached out to us, wanted to apply, did experience a pretty significant revenue shortfall, but they just didn't make the 25% cut.
And that means government aid isn't reaching some of the small businesses that need the help, says DDA Trent with the small business advocacy group Main Street Alliance.
Grocery stores employ essential workers and must stay open to provide needed services to the community.
A different government relief package ended up helping Danielle Vogel keep Glenn's Garden Market open. It's called the Employee Retention Tax Credit,
which fundamentally changed the math problem for us.
By giving the store a tax credit for every employee it's kept on the payroll.
And so essentially, the government is subsidizing my payroll to a tune of, it'll end up being close to 70% between now and July 1st.
Her accountant, Matt Hetrick, says the credit could help a lot of smaller businesses meet the cost of staying open and paying their employees. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.